Hello, this is astrologer Shelly Antine, and I am going to be speaking about the Cancer new moon that arrives on Friday, the 5th of July, during a United States holiday weekend, the day after the 4th of July, Independence Day in the U.S. So this comes in, interestingly, in the sign of Cancer as we are celebrating the people of the country as citizens of a nation. And this is the sign of Cancer, the opposite of Capricorn, which is the outer world aspect of the government and the United States as that authority. It comes in at 6:57 p.m. on Friday evening. And as I was looking at the chart, I saw that it really, if you allow, and I do in my charts, allow the asteroids, and I will speak, of course, usually I do throw in a little bit about centaurs. There's a Star of David in there, and it is aligned with the new moon. The new moon comes in at 14 degrees of Cancer, 23 minutes. And if we allow Pallas Athena, the wisdom warrior, her 19 degrees of Scorpio position, that is a trine. And then we have Saturn at, and just retrograde, at 19 degrees of Pisces. That is the grand water trine, and Saturn is sitting with Nessus, a centaur that is known to be showing you a place where something is going to end, some old ancestral issue can be addressed as over and a new way beginning. And Saturn, of course, being the Lord of Karma, and this whole issue of Pisces, where we are looking at deceptions and confusions and misalignments. Also, though, we are looking at spirituality and compassion. And Saturn in Pisces does sometimes soften Saturn to be compassionate to people in need. That would work with the trine to the new moon in Cancer, which is the sign that deals with the need for emotional security, home, family, and the nest itself. And then Pallas Athena in Scorpio is going to be bringing out, but she's retrograde, she may be bringing out some of the secret things that have been going on, also financial secrets, but in a way that will actually empower, in this grand trine energy, something coming to a helpful conclusion and becoming more nurturing, perhaps, to the people in general. That is one way you could look at that. It doesn't have to be the only way you look at it. And in order for us to have another triangle that's harmonious enough to create the Star of David configuration, one triangle pointing up, one triangle pointing down, a six-pointed star, we have Mars and Taurus at 19 degrees. 19 is a big degree this time. And that is going to be in a trine to Juno at 19 Virgo. And she is, of course, looking out for women's rights. And she's in the sign of health. And we can, in the United States, we can certainly relate to some issues that are going on with that. Mars and Taurus is conservative, but has to do with the value of the body and survival also. And accumulating and, you know, being able to provide for the self. And that is in a trine to Ceres, the goddess of grains in the sign of Capricorn, or the fierce mother who is looking to protect children in some way, but also the idea of that kind of motherhood that is involved in, you know, wanting to have the governments and the, well, you know, Capricorn is a sign that deals with our consensus mind, you know, the kind of rules and regulations that we accept. And so Ceres is saying, hey, you know, we need to have a look at food, which is also Taurus, Mars and Taurus, and, you know, and how we are providing this for others. And there's Juno, women's rights, in the sign of Virgo, which is Ceres, I think, as goddess of grains. I think she relates very much to the sign of Virgo. So you get this like configuration that is, Star of David is sort of hopeful, because there's a lot of interaction also between these water and earth planets, because the new moon at 14 Cancer is sextal to the Mars and to the Juno energy. But it is opposing the Ceres energy, which is an interesting piece also, because Cancer is generally thought of, ruled by the moon, the sign of the mother and the nurturing and everything. So there's something that is in those outer world expectations, that outer world consensus, those rules and regulations, that is not in harmony with the needs of this new moon, interestingly enough. But Ceres is sextal Saturn energy in Pisces and the Scorpio energy of Pallas Athena. So there are ways that these other water planets, the Saturn and the Pallas, the truth, and seeing something that may have to be changed, some old way that must end, can be the helper for Ceres to deal with the needs for emotional security that is in the sign of Cancer. Yeah. And also, again, for the Sun and Moon, they have the sextal to the Earth planets of Juno in Virgo and Mars in Taurus. Helpful opportunity is what we call a sextal. You know, if you were having a meeting or you met someone or you had something show up, it could be a helpful opportunity. So this opposition that the new moon has to Ceres and the discordant quality of it does have ways out. And so, again, I feel that this is a new moon that can bring more positivity, although we're dealing with the fact that if you allow Ceres, and even if you don't, you've got a T-square from the new moon that is both squaring the south node in Libra and the north node in Aries. And if you add Ceres, you've got a grand cross in the cardinal signs. So what we can tell as we come into this new moon is that we have been trying still to learn the lessons of the nodal polarity, which represents our evolutionary direction in the natal chart for an individual, but also in the chart of anything, any entity, and a government is an entity of its own. So outer world corporations, this and that. So here we are, day after the 4th of July. We don't know what happened that day as we look at this, but we can see that the need for us to get to the point where we're willing to make decisions, strong and forceful and lasting decisions, and to be not breaking our vows and letting ourselves go back and forth. This is the South Node in Libra. You know, taking a firm stand and making our choices and keeping to the choices is something that is still not working as well for the needs of the sensitive and looking for security and nourishment and a home. And we have housing things going on. Also, of course, the ability to have a safe and nurturing place to be is still not being decisively addressed in the courts, as Libra is representing the laws of man. And then also we have that need, instead of going after things through the negative Aries polarity, which is fighting and arguing, and, you know, we need to come together to have strong leadership that is beneficial leadership, not a leader who's looking at their own Aries, me, my power, me, but that is looking to lead the people in a positive direction and is not wanting to engage in conflict and controversy, but wanting to move forward in a way that is also maybe bringing in new ideas that could be of benefit to everyone. So when we come to this new moon in the country of the United States, this is the conflict that's going on that needs to be resolved. And, you know, both of the, again, the mothers, as I see Ceres as the mothers, in certain ways, responsible for order and cycles and the harvest of things. And the mother that is responsible for providing the security and the nourishment, food, clothing, and shelter, at odds with each other. So, and the nodal evolution. So we are going to be looking at the need for reconciliations in many ways. And so in our personal life, when we see the new moon in Cancer, well, one thing you could do is look at the house that it falls in your chart. Where is this? Because that's a place where a cycle has come to an end and a new beginning is going to take place. So you can look there, what are the concerns of that house? And then you can begin to look at where you want to set your intentions or your positive vision for yourself as the new cycle begins. And in Cancer, we're looking at those questions of family. Even the family of origin is what we look at, in a sense. Who was in your house with you when you were growing up? Your mother and father, your relationships to them, your relationship to your ability to feel nurtured and secure, your concerns about a home, literally a home that is something that provides that safety for you, and the people who may be in the home now with you. So you can start setting your positive goals and intentions for all of those things. And this will be a good way to work, knowing also that there is support in a sense, if you're willing to somehow, in a certain way, let go of something and allow something new to develop. And if you're willing, in a certain way with Saturn in Pisces to learn some lessons about your own fears and, you know, your own skepticism or, you know, your own feelings of disturbance when certain things that were start to dissolve and new things to rely on need to show up. All right. So I would say that in the chart also, Venus is in Cancer. And because Mars is at 19 and Venus is at 22, we know they've just come off a sextile with each other. So there was a new opportunity earlier on for something to help in terms of your finances and in sense of emotional security and, you know, your home perhaps as well. So we've got that to look at. And that is still in the energetic field for this. And it is also a trine from 19 to 22 degrees. We know that Venus has trined Saturn, and she's on her way towards the trine to Neptune. Neptune is also going to retrograde. By the time of this new moon, it is retrograde. It retrogrades really soon. It's going to be the second day of July when that Neptune goes into the retrograde cycle. And we'll be talking about that in the podcast for the weekly astrology forecast. But at this point, the Venus-Neptune is very idealistic. It's a trine, so the idealism is actually helpful now. And, you know, the desire to be creative and use your spiritual power, which you have and don't always use, which is what? And not just your gratitude prayers, but also your vision of what it is that you would like to see. So Neptune is supporting the Venus energy, which is bringing love into the home and family, also financial, helpful financial energies there. So, yeah, and Jupiter is, there it is, at 9 degrees of Gemini. So that is making a trine to this south node and a sextile to the north node. So Jupiter in Gemini, as I can see it in a positive way, is the attitude of expanding my information, looking at new things, expanding consciousness. And, you know, you can also get too caught up in too much communicating and too much information on, you know, spending too much time on your devices and stuff like that. But at this moon, this is a positive thing to be looking at doing, expanding that field of knowing and, you know, taking principles into it, because Jupiter expands in the natural laws. So the natural laws are the principles that we find even just in the study of the elements, you know. And so it, finding information and seeing the principle, the overriding principle that brings it, is also something that can help you make sense out of it and make choices about it. And Jupiter is going to have Mercury come into sextile. It's Mercury's in Leo on the way to perhaps bring good news and also a sense of humor and a little bit of creative added to the mix. So, I mean, I don't see this as a very negative new moon. I see it as one that has a lot of potential and power for us and for citizens of a country, whatever country they're in. I know that we're the ones having the Independence Day, but, you know, countries all over the world are looking at tremendous issues right now. It's not just the U.S. that's having immigration issues and financial issues and political divisive issues. It's not just that. And, you know, of course, there are wars, not just in Israel and Gaza, but there's wars going on. And, you know, can we come to a conclusion? Can we stop this? Is it possible? I mean, that's one of the things that's going into this. You know, how can we stabilize this world? Is it possible to do so? And, you know, we have a lot of inner work to do about that. So set your intentions. Set your intentions that day of the 5th of July and that evening of the 5th of July and into the next day, the 6th of July. And let's see how we can manifest them. So that's what I wanted to say about this new moon. Again, you'll hear more about the week and the holiday in the U.S. when you listen to the podcast for the weekly astrology forecast. And you'll hear about Neptune's retrograde there too. And I'll say goodbye for now.